are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Well, here we go again. Welcome to Serious Growth. The truth is always going to be told, even if it hurts. Today, what I want to talk about is the overarching theme will be creating mastery, because that's the only way to long-term result. And here's what I want to talk about. As long as you know, I'll just pose this to you. As long as you know how to get back, we'll eliminate stress. It'll eliminate anxiety, triggering. And here's what I mean by that. And as this, I'm talking to you as someone who experienced this. And before I got into bodybuilding, especially, and I'm at this point, before I got into bodybuilding, is sort of where most people are as it relates to being worried about your weight, for example. I was, after I got out of college, I was in a, you know, I had a little bit of a time where I didn't work out. I was working on a dairy, and I convinced myself that I didn't have time to work out. And that's a lie. You know, the answer I have for those people when I hear that is there's 24 hours in a day. Find an hour. It may not be convenient for you, but that's too bad. Find an hour. Don't use that as an excuse, because for so many people, the excuse is bigger than their program. They always come up with an excuse. But I was that guy who was who had gotten out of shape. The next thing I know, after being out of college and an athlete for lots of years, I found myself overweight. I mean, compared to what I was when I was an athlete, you know, I was 27 at the time when I'm telling you this, and I was in the worst shape of my life. And like so many people, once I had made up my mind that I was a fat fuck and it was gross, there was enough pain there, then I became proactive, but I didn't know what the hell to do. And so until I got into weight training and then bodybuilding, especially, I was always in a constant state of stress or anxiety about that, not knowing how to, for example, keep my weight off, maybe do things that were very extreme. And that's what people do. They get that. It's a knee-jerk response. I didn't know how to do it, so I just starved for a few days. That's kind of where I'm going with this. And all that did was it was counterproductive to what I wanted to do. Even though I was starving myself, and I would do that repeatedly, it was extreme. And there's nothing wrong with taking your body to extreme levels, because I've talked about this on the show before when I'm working with somebody who's getting ready or trying to knock off that last 5 pounds. It takes extreme measures to be able to do that. So I'm not saying that doing extreme measures at times to your body is a bad thing, but it's just that most people, and I was that person, was, okay, I'm in the worst shape of my life, then I'll just starve. I didn't really understand how to go about losing that weight in the proper way. But when you get to that point and spending all these years, like I've done, and like for those of you who are out there who have, you've spent the time. Look, the thing about all this that most of you people have to understand is that this is a process that is ongoing. It takes a lot of years to be able to produce a result at will. This is how people become masters, because they constantly are working in this area. And for most people, and for a lot of those people, it's not something that they do. I mean, as someone who became a bodybuilder, because I wasn't that person, I learned how to do this. But I can tell you that unless you're willing, the average person is willing to put in this amount of time, you're always going to be in a state of panic. And that's the reason why quick fix diets or even training programs, they make it sound so easy, you know? And, but it's not. I talk about this all the time because it's so important. I keep asking why are they failing? Because most people fail. It's because of the shiny object syndrome. I mean, you really just can't expect not to put effort into this thing. And more importantly, you can't expect not to fail, because you're going to fail even when you're, as I was learning to become a bodybuilder and learning about training and the macros, I had to fail so much along the way. And this, again, I want to keep mentioning that it's not just me. Anybody who's been in the area that I've been in as someone learning the process of learning how to manipulate macros in training, it's part of that. You see, that comes with that.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
And but once you have failed over and over again, that's where you start learning how your body really does respond. And here's what happened to me. Once I learned that I'm not going to always stay in a certain shape, I never have, my body is always fluctuating to some degree. As a bodybuilder, there was the difference between me being in an off-season mode, which I was always carrying more weight. So my body was fluctuating up with the idea of putting on as much muscle as possible. And even right, even during those days, and even though I knew that the amount of weight all of a sudden that I was putting on might've been going against what I really wanted, I had to be able to understand that I had to sacrifice how I looked to put on more muscle, because the truth of the matter is you don't just add pure muscle. You don't, especially over the long haul. There were times, because I wanted to know to the nth degree how the body was responding. So I would do body fat checks and things like that probably I just overdid it because I just wanted to understand how the physiology really does work. And I can tell you there were certain times, and this also applies to weight loss or body fat loss as it does putting on muscle. I will tell you that at certain times, there were phases where my body was putting on just muscle, but it was very short-lived. There were times in small stretches when my body was only losing body fat, but there were also times when I was losing, when I was in weight loss mode, there were times when I was losing pure muscle. And I was doing this in the best way and the most friendly way to the physiology to minimize all that, minimize muscle wasting when I was dropping body fat. Do you see how much that you have to go through? And I tell you something, at the end of the day, this is a mind game. You know, the mind is the most powerful thing that we have, and it is really the thing that we all have to overcome. So even if you know how to get back, like I'm talking about, doesn't mean that you're still not going to have the feelings of anxiety and stress. It doesn't mean that that's going to just magically just go away, because it's not. It's learning how to deal with that. And the best way to get some kind of a grip on this. And I'm telling you, after all these years, this thing still is a mind game. When I'm, for example, when I'm, because I have the way that I like to eat is I eat very low calories compared to what I eat Monday through Friday compared to what I eat on the weekends. I'll give you an example. Right now, I'm at around 2,100 calories during the week, and I eat as many as 14,000 calories over the weekend. That's just how I do that. But every time I come into the gym on Monday morning, I am 4 or 5 pounds heavier. If I don't understand that process, if I haven't done this from firsthand experience, this is when this all goes back to, you have to do this yourself, and you have to, in nauseam, weigh yourself and see how your body responds. And instead of, a lot of people say, well, just weigh once a week, for example. No, you should weigh every single day. In my mind, I weigh every single day to this day, because your body fluctuates in so many ways. There's so many factors that cause a weight gain. You know, sodium is one of them. Stress is another one, because it holds water. So you have to go watch that process. And then not only that, you have to make a note to self. I mean, you can document that, but ultimately you have to be convinced in your mind. I could write it down and say, look, this is normal. I'm going to have a 4 pound weight gain. But here's what happens in my case. And this, where I'm going to get back to, is that this all comes down to me having firsthand experience and going through that process. So I don't trigger. So I don't freak out about 4 or 5 pounds of weight loss, because here's what I've learned as it relates to the way that I'm doing calories right now, 2,100 calories during the week, 14,000 calories over the weekend, the whole weekend, is that each and every time, based on this caloric intake, my body will put on 4 to 5 pounds between Friday and Monday. And by that next Friday, I'll be at my original weight. And I watch my body do that, not just one time, but for 3 weeks. Because the reason I wait for 3 weeks is because of the fact that your physiology, based on a regimen, all I'm doing right there is a regimen. Based on the regimen, it starts adapting. So if I keep my caloric intake like it is right now, and every week in, week out, I gain 4 to 5 pounds, but I'm back to my original weight, it's 4 pounds less, then I know that it takes that many calories for me to maintain that look, that body weight, the quality of what I have as far as muscle versus fat. I can count on that. But do you see what I'm talking about? When that 4 pound gain, I understand it. I know, I know where I'm going to be, but I got to tell you, every time I see that, I'm thinking, okay, am I going to be back at my original weight? And I am. The point is this, you have to trust the numbers. And that's the reason why I'm always talking about the, make sure that you, I'm that proponent of a calorie counting day in and day out, because where that becomes really important is in those areas now where, like right now, I want to add more muscle to my body. So I have to do that in a very slow, methodical way. I have to do, the reason why I do my, and the way that I'm doing this, eat a lot of calories over the weekend, has something to do with tricking the physiology. When I push my body on the weekend, like I'm doing those extra calories, the reason I'm doing that is not only is because I really love eating, but the main reason that I'm doing that is to push my physiology into fight or flight. I'm doing it on purpose, point is. And that's part of mastering how nutrition and training is, how your body responds to that, because it's going to be different for everybody. So I send my body into fight or flight when I eat that much. I'm not going to tell you that it's 100% healthy to do that, but I will tell you that I minimize the problems because I'm only doing it for 2 days. Think about the people that overeat every single day, because I'm basically overeating. You know, your body can't sustain or take in 7,000 calories a day unless you're, 400 pounds and you've got a lot of muscle. it can't do that. An average man or somebody my size at 217 pounds now, I can't eat 7,000 calories a day for, you know, day in and day out and think that I'm going to maintain, I'm overeating. But I mean, it's, even from a health standpoint, what about those people that are overeating on a daily basis? I mean, they're not in the kind of shape that I am. And those of us who train in the gym, there's the degree and the ratio between body fat and muscle is much different on somebody like me than the average person. So my what I'm telling you this is because my body can tolerate this in a different way. But I'll tell you, but sending the body into fight or flight, that naturally secretes growth hormone in your pituitary gland. And we know that when you secrete growth hormone, your body is going to it's going to be more efficient in dropping body fat. It's going to do a better job of recovery. And it's going to assist in adding muscle. And that's a part of why I do that. But can you see that you just can't play with macros like that or nutrition like that if you really don't understand that? And I'm not saying that everybody should do that, but I tell you what, I've talked about this before. I had a client that just wanted to get those last 5 pounds off, and I knew that the mode that we had to go into was bodybuilder mode. And I talked about the art of concentration, and I think that's hugely important. And I think this art of concentration applies to more than just someone who's a bodybuilder. I think it applies to anybody just in daily life. When you're going through, when there's some kind of obstacle that you're facing, for example, when this gal who's wanted to lose the last 5 pounds, they couldn't, or when you're just going through any obstacle in your daily life that you need to solve, this person that wanted to lose the last 5 pounds, that was the obstacle that they needed to solve. Whether it's that or whether you're dealing with daily life where you got something that's an obstacle that's stressing you out, which again, when you get stressed out, all kinds of stupid stuff starts secreting into your body. Cortisol, estrogen level spike. Yeah, guys, estrogen level spike in us too. It's inflammation. It causes a whole host of negative things. But So if you're trying to overcome an obstacle, not only go into solution mode, but you start concentrating on how you want your body to change. In this gal's example, how do you want your situation that you're stressing around, that you're being triggered, that's causing you health problems? I know that when there's been certain times in my life, there's things that have got me so upset that it's bad for my health. And I know that now. And I didn't really know that when I was younger until something major. I had a major event when I had the strokes that woke me up. If we keep triggering and stressing and causing anxiety to ourselves, causing inflation, chronic inflation. Most people die from chronic inflation. Inflammation, excuse me, not inflation. That's where our economy is. Inflammation, it'll kill you. And I recognize that now with this amount of time that's gone by. I apply this to everything that I do. Bodybuilding has all the building blocks to solve your problems, whether it be weight training or cardio or daily life. It's the same building blocks. It's developing that discipline to follow through and to have a stated goal, and once you solve the mystery or the goal, you create another one constantly, because you're either growing or you're dying. The art of concentration. And I told this person that, and it's one of those kinds of things that if you really don't go through it and buy into that, I told this person, I've competed and I've been at that spot where my body does not want to move anymore. It's stubborn. It's stopped. And once I started focusing and only focusing on that, I concentrated. It was like nonstop throughout the day. I concentrated on what I exactly was looking for, how I wanted my body to look. Even if that meant to I used to cut out photos of bodybuilders back in the day, how I wanted to look when I was ripped. I did that. I just kept that in front of me constantly. In my mind, I told this gal, you constantly think about how your body is tightening up, how it's shrinking down. You constantly do that. I'll tell you, it takes discipline because there's all kinds of other stuff in your daily life that you have to get done. I'm not saying that it's easy, but this is where you have to go, because your mind and thought is the most powerful thing in the world. And you'll be surprised what you can do. And that person that I'm telling you about was shocked, because they ended up, through the art of concentration, through the belief that you had to trust the numbers, because that's where I'm coming from. I guided this person that even when you were gaining weight, you were actually getting in better shape, for example. But that art of concentration will pull you through and get you over the top. Without that, if you are not able to do that, I promise you, you're going to fail. Now, will you be good enough if you're that person that's 50 pounds overweight? Yes. You can just, you don't have to have that much concentration to get a result when you have that much more to lose. But when you're at the, when you're, and even if it's like, if you're at your potential, if you're close to your potential, whatever that is, well, it's a lot harder to get the result. It's war. It's you against whatever you're, it's you against you at the end of the day, because it's something that you have to be challenging your mind the whole time. And I guarantee you, and unless that someone that has actually gone through that, they will not buy into that process, that you can focus that hard, that you can actually change the impossible, just like this person experienced. 10 pounds in 12 days at the 20 day mark, still losing 1.6 pounds on average. And this is after the first 2 weeks. Now the caloric intake is slowly increasing. Imagine that. I'm increasing my calories and I'm freaked out about it. This is her talking to me about this stuff, because she doesn't really understand how this really does work for real. It's not voodoo. And to think that I'm gonna increase my calories and get in better shape. Trust the process. Be a calorie counter. That's the only way that you're going to do and weigh yourself every day. That's the only way at the end of the day that you're going to become a master. And by the way, it does take about 10,000 hours to do that. I'm not that person that's going to paint necessarily a rosy picture. And this is, I'm the guy back in when we started our Serious Growth and Big Beyond Belief and Bulgarian Burst. We took that stance that said, we are not going to tell you necessarily what you want to hear. It's not going to be popular, but it's based on firsthand experience. It's based on principles. And at the end of the day, that's the position that we've always taken. And that's the road that's less traveled. And to this day, even with the programs that we have now for Silverback, it doesn't matter. We always have the same philosophy. We don't go against the grain just because we like doing that. We go against the grain because that's where all the progress is made, generally speaking. I'm going to leave it there today. And again, I just to recap this thing, the art of concentration. Once you get to the point where you know how to get back, that's where you're going to have lifelong success, because you'll always, in the back of your head and in the back of my head, I know that no matter what shape that I get in, that I can always get back. That's power. Think about that. When you have the power, that control over yourself, it changes the whole dynamic. It changes all the results that you're going to get. put the time in, fail hard. And you do that, you will get serious growth. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.